100 races in this year's 132nd International Rowing Regatta in Sudbury. Well, Deals on Wheels is at Sudbury Rowing Club today. They're hosting the event and he's there to see how preparations are going for the big day and getting some reaction, I'm sure, to that gold medal win. Morning, Luke.
Yes, good morning to you, Mark. And I have to say, we're standing on the banks of the River Stour, just behind the Granary and the Key Theatre here in the heart of Sudbury. And we're not moving because there is glorious warm sunshine, despite the fact that just to in front of us is a rather dark cloud. But hopefully that will just bypass us very shortly. And as you said in your introduction, we can't not mention the wonderful success yesterday of the 2,000 metres rowing pairs of Helen Glover and Heather Stanning. With me is Mike Arnott, who's the chair of the Sudbury Rowing Club. A great achievement to get a first goal for Team GB yesterday, those ladies.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. They've been training for it very hard, but it was great.
What went through your mind as they were leading the race?
I was thinking, just hang on, don't catch a crab, keep going. And it must hurt.
It's because afterwards they said they were totally exhausted, excited, ecstatic, you know, didn't know what to do.
Absolutely. They just didn't know what to do because, of course, they'd never experienced that before. And I suppose they don't know what to do. I've never experienced that. And I don't think I ever will, but it's great to see.
What do you think their success will do for rowing then and for clubs such as yourselves?
Oh, I think it'll make lots of people sit up and say, hey, this is a sport that looks good. This is a sport that I might like to get into and enjoy. And I guess we'd probably get lots more people interested in asking us, can they come down and row?
And of course, this weekend, they're going to be able to get an opportunity to see rowing on the River Stour down here. Just tell us about the history of the regatta.
Oh, the regatta's been going on since the 1870s. First records show that there was certainly a regatta in 1873, and this is coming up to our 132nd one. There were a few years during the wars when they couldn't hold it, but it's been held every year ever since. It changes. Back in the 1920s, there was, apart from rowing, there was running, there was bicycling, there was all sorts of strange things that they included in the regatta. Nowadays, it's only rowing, and it's getting bigger and bigger. We just get more and more people wanting to come and do it.
Well, let's talk to the lady who is responsible for putting the regatta together, Pippa Kerry, and you're basking in the sunshine. I dare say you're watching that weather forecast for Saturday, aren't you?
Just a little, yes. Hoping it's going to improve.
Tell me what's special about your regatta this weekend, then.
Our regatta is special because it has a little bit of everything. It's got a little bit of old England in that we have our marquees on the bank and we have our beer tent and we have our real ales. We have a hog roast and a barbecue. We have a lovely jazz band that come every year. We have a wind band. But on top of that, we have a fantastic river, which is absolutely beautiful. And it is almost made for watching rowing races, especially the last section of the course, which is when everybody gets really excited, because you can line up on our bank and sit on a straw bale if you're lucky. And you can see some absolutely cracking and really exciting racing right down to
the line. Quite a few races this weekend, aren't
there? Oh, absolutely, yes. We've got a lot going on. We've got over 200 crews entered. So we'll be racing from 9 o'clock through to 7 o'clock in the evening.
And it has a bit of a international field, does it not?
Oh yeah, we always like to think we're a semi-international regatta. This year we have a young Belgian rower who's actually a national champion coming to compete. Last year we had a crew from Barcelona, but we always tend to have inquiries from an international cruise, and we tend to usually just have one of them competing, definitely, and we'll happily lend boats to people so that they can come and take part in what is a really very special event, actually.
Are you sad that it clashes with the Olympics this weekend, or does that enthuse you that more people may come out with a permitting and support the rowing club?
I think initially, a year ago when we were planning this regatta, we did wonder maybe there would be a clash. And we hummed and hawed whether to actually hold the regatta, but we decided we would, and we're making provisions by having a big widescreen TV so the hardcore Olympic fanatics can watch the action at Dorney. But I think it's actually had the opposite effect of because there's been so much poor weather, lots of regattas have been cancelled this year, and we're seeing record entries.
Fantastic. And of course, you also need straw bales.
We do need straw bales. Normally, we have about 20, which we use as seating along the bank, and this year's supply is really short. So if anybody can get hold of 20 straw bales and lend them to us for the weekend, we'll return them in good condition on Monday.
Fantastic. Let's bring in one of your youngest members here at the Sudbury Rowing Club. Ellie Adams is here. Ellie, what inspired you to get involved with the Sudbury Rowing Club?
I started after the Beijing Olympics, and me and my dad my cousin and my uncle all came down to give it a go.
And what did you think after your first go?
I loved it, and so did everyone else that came down, and we're still here now.
What is it that you love most about getting on the water?
It's different to any other sport, because not many people do it around the area, and all of the people in the club just really enjoy it.
And are you hoping that by having the Olympics on this weekend, by the taking part in the regatta, that more and more people will be enthused to follow in your paddle steps?
Hopefully. And yeah, hopefully more people will come down and younger people will stick with it.
And are you competing this weekend?
Yes, in quite a few races.
What races are you taking part in?
I'm in a single, in a double, and I'm doing some coxing as well.
And how confident are you about your races?
There's some tough competition, but I should do okay.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. And Mike, it is tough competition this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got competition from lots of rowing clubs, the whole of the east of England, down to London and into Kent, and they all come. Lots of different events for different age groups, different abilities.
And what time does it all start on Saturday?
9 o'clock. We'll be underway by 9 o'clock.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the very best of luck. Ellie, good luck with your races on Saturday. And if you can help out the Sugby Rowing Club with those 20 bales of straw, they would be eternally grateful. And Mark, unfortunately, looking down at the river, I can see a couple of chicks, one duck, but no canoe in the water for me this morning, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, Luke, thank you very much. At the Rowing Club in Sudbury, where they've got their big regatta coming up. So 200 crews competing in 100 races in this year's 132nd International Regatta in Sudbury. So